Episode 449, October 28th, 2019.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This is The Robin Joe Show.
2 minutes until showtime.
A f***ing great show.
Listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Robbie Robinson does not get enough credit.
The Robin Joe Show, my two favorite guys.
You're listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Do you feel lucky? Do you,
punk? The Robin Joe Show.
I've worked with Rob and Joe before, and they do an amazing job.
Go back on that Rob and Joe show.
Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show is my favorite.
Rob Mayer, Joe Robinson, here they
are. Please, secure your belongings. Keep your arms and legs inside the car at all times. And remain seated until the ride comes to a complete stop. Now, here's Rob Mayer and Joe Robinson.
Monday! Yes, it's Monday! I'm waiting all week, and now it's time for Rob and Joe. Chat room Monday! It's 7:30, that's when I hear live Rob and Joe. Done with Monday! Oh, it's been a hard day, thank God it's time for Rob and Joe.
Welcome to the Rob and Joe Show with a twist. It's got younger and more attractive this week. It's the Rob and Katie Show.
Yes, Mrs. Robinson.
Joe is doing 98 Rock and ended up doing the Ravens nightly Monday night show with Hayden Hurst
as
the tight end for the Ravens. And
I'm kind of jealous. Sue. That's a cool gig to get to hang out with Hayden Hurst.
It's a super cool gig. I am more jealous about something, though. So at the Improv, the DC Improv Lounge, there's the main room, then there's the lounge.
Oh, yeah.
And they had a thing this weekend, Tony Woods and Friends. Tony Woods is a awesome comedian, definitely has some national things and has some friends at high places.
I saw him at the Bethesda Hyatt. Joe opened for him there, and I was like, why is this guy not crazy famous?
Oh, yeah. He is, like, you know, and we're going to get to Chappelle in a second, but, you know, one of Chappelle's influences is Tony Woods. So he had a little thing in the lounge where it was him and some local comics that are all friends of mine. And it was the kind of show that I could have been on.
Oh.
And we had tentatively some murder mysteries that were planned for that weekend that never ended up happening.
Yeah.
So I probably never even asked for that ahead of time because.
Right.
Anyway, fast forward to this past weekend, Saturday night, Chappelle got honored the Mark Twain Award at the Kennedy Center. And then I don't know if you call it an after party, but they added a late show at the DC Improv where Chappelle was there and Tiffany Haddish and Tony Woods on stage and Paul Rodriguez and Chris Tucker. And so everyone that was in the lounge doing comedy that are like on my level, like they were just hanging out with all these people. God. I was like, that would have been me.
This is the ultimate FOMO.
Exactly. So, because I was like, God, why did they get to be there? Then I realized, oh, they were on the show that was already there in the lounge with Tony.
But did you find out the day after, or did you find out while it was happening?
I found out the day after because Allison, the owner of the Improv, it was purposely secret.
They didn't want it to get crazy.
Right.
But I just didn't know if maybe a couple of your friends there were like, you know, Instagramming about it or something.
They may have been, but I'm guessing that they were not even told.
Yeah. Because I would prefer to find out the next day because at the time that it doesn't end up ruining my Saturday night.
Yes.
Does that make sense? Because you would have, if you were doing nothing and realizing it was too late and things were happening without you, it's way worse.
I was doing worse than nothing. I was watching the National League. I was miserable. I would have wished to have missed that.
Oh, yeah. We talked to you that night. We were calling you on the way to see a movie, I think.
Yes.
And you were about to watch the Nationals.
The Nationals were up 2-0, and you were talking about, do you want them to sweep? Or
would
it be better if they lost one? And I'm like, no. And now they're down 3-2.
I know. I shouldn't have said that. I don't really believe in jinxing, but
it didn't help. But congrats to Dave Chappelle and to Tony Woods for getting some love. Because when I actually met Dave Chappelle one time in Dayton, Ohio, where I was doing comedy at the Funny Bone, and he lives there, and he showed up because as he's known to do there and just sort of hung out. And I dropped Tony Woods' name because they had literally just went on some trip to China or something together. Yeah. And not that that made us friends, but I felt I have a peer.
Something to talk about.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We ended last week's show with doing Joe and I betting on mybookie.ag promo code Robbie. My little, you know what? I had a gut feeling that the New York Jets are gonna, coming off their victory over the Cowboys, are going to, on Monday night, defeat the legendary undefeated New England Patriots. So we're betting on them, not to cover, because, you know, then that they can lose and you can still win. No, to win the game outright. And then we said, wouldn't it be funny? It's funnier if they just get blown out. And then 8 minutes into the game, they're down 24-0.
Yeah. It ends up as actually not funnier because.
No. Yes.
You know what I mean? You at least want to be rooting for something. You watch 20 minutes of that game, you can just turn it off.
Yeah. And then this past weekend, I had another feeling that the Carolina Panthers were going to go into San Francisco and upset them. And they lost 51-15 or something. And so now I don't claim to be smart, but I claim that I have a pretty good read. Look, it's impossible to bet football, but in sports in general, you can't never guess what's going to happen, but you can. I feel like if I'm wrong, I'm usually not that wrong. And now this is 2 weeks in a row where I could not have been more wrong.
Have you seen the episode of Seinfeld where George just has to do the opposite of everything that he would normally do? I feel like you need a week of that. Just stick to the opposite.
I think you're right.
Whatever you think's going to happen, bet the opposite.
It's funny because Adam Eaton for the Nationals, I forget, it was earlier in the playoffs. I forget who the pitcher was, and he had a bad game, and it was a big hit. He goes, look, everything I do, I guess wrong.
Yeah.
And he said, I'm literally going to do what Costanza did, and I'm going to guess the opposite.
Yes.
So whatever he thinks, whatever I think he's going to pitch, I'm going to pick the opposite and guess that and end up getting a big hit.
I'm Elaine in this situation, and I'm telling you to stick to the opposite.
Do you do you look up, like, your Seinfeld is before your time, but you've embraced it, right?
Yeah. So my brother's like 4 years older, and it was like right in his wheelhouse of, like, you know, the show that you watch, right?
Yes.
Mine was Friends. His was Seinfeld.
Right.
And he would always tell me how funny it was, and I thought it was the stupidest show. And then I remember, you know, just watching a couple episodes and being like, oh my God, this is so good. So I had to go back and watch them all.
Now, you've done the same with The Office, right? Well, that was on when you were probably watching that.
I actually wasn't. That was like early college for me, I think end of high school.
Yeah.
And I was just not, I didn't have like a bunch of friends. I was like super cool, but that just wasn't, TV wasn't cool in that part of my life. If I had spare minutes, it was like I wanted to just be out doing something. But obviously I binge watched it later.
Well, now, because, you know, I said this before, working with Koechner, you know, he's Todd Packer on The Office.
Yes.
He gets more people that come up to him for The Office now than anything else. And young people that are
That's how I know him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and Anchorman. But, I mean, it's more so The Office. I mean, that show, I was just telling Joe the other day, we were watching South Park because we're like 18 years old. But I've never seen there's shows like South Park and like Seinfeld, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't ever get it wrong.
Right.
Like they very rarely swing and miss when it comes to like the joke.
Right.
And South Park is like batting 1,000. I think it's the funniest show I've ever seen.
We know that we've talked. I don't really do cartoons.
Oh yeah.
But you're South Park over Simpsons.
Oh yeah. I mean, Joe would probably disagree because he grew up on Simpsons.
Right.
I didn't. And South Park is just because I agree with. They're sort of in the middle, like as far as politics, right? They kind of make fun of every angle,
yes.
And that's kind of how I am too. Like I don't necessarily favor one side over the other, but I will just love to shit on both sides,
which I think is actually most people.
Yeah,
that's the reason that show does so well, as opposed to online where that's not the case.
Well, I find myself when they have some of these jokes, I find myself looking at Joe and being like, how are they allowed to do this? I mean, we're not allowed to do anything,
right.
And they're allowed to say and do whatever they want, and it's awesome.
It's a cartoon.
Is it a cartoon softens it? Do you have a preference, Simpsons versus South Park, Robbie?
The Simpsons have this vast, vast body of work that's pretty much very high quality. There's been some dips here and there, but you're talking about South Park has just done a fraction of what The Simpsons has done over the years. They do it great, but they've had to put together fewer shows than The Simpsons. You know what I mean? If you can't really compare the two bodies of work.
Is it that
Simpsons
much less?
So
is it,
vast.
Isn't it half?
It is.
How many seasons were The Simpsons?
We're in the 20s,
like,
right?
It's like in this 20-something season.
Yeah, so South Park's 21 seasons.
Yeah, but they do far fewer shows, and they haven't been around as long.
Gotcha.
In a season. Network television does more shows than cable.
Actually, I didn't get Tawana to do this. She just started watching Breaking Bad.
That blows my mind, by the way. Because everyone you talk to just raves about it. So you're just like, okay, that's the next thing I have to watch. But she put it way down. Is there a reason she waited so long?
Well, we watched the first three together when I hadn't watched it, I believe. And then I guess for whatever reason, it didn't take off with her. And then I kept watching and I said, look, it gets different and better. And then she started watching Better Call Saul, which is a prequel.
Gotcha.
And I was like, I don't know if it's going to resonate as much with you because there's things that I'm picking up on, obviously, because I know these characters, what happens ahead of time. But she loves Better Call Saul. I was like, well, if you love Better Call Saul, it's the same writers, okay?
Right.
It's you're going to love Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
And then she just started watching. By the way, I don't know. Every single time, Katie, I've recommended a show to her, she loves it. So, but I never get – she never – Lynn just goes with it the next time. She still fights me.
So I'm the opposite. I love Breaking Bad.
Right.
And I didn't watch Better Call Saul. I haven't watched it. Joe's watched all of it. He's watched every single episode. So can we address the fact that Joe has seen Better Call Saul and I haven't, and yet he complains constantly that I watch ahead of
– We can address it because he gripes that you're watching a show together.
Yes.
He turns his head and turns back, and you're now 8 episodes ahead of him.
So in my defense, he acts like he never does it to me, but it's completely false. Like if we watch a documentary or something and I watch, you know, the first 20 minutes of it and then we fall asleep, if I come home late, like immediately when he gets home, he starts playing it and he watches the whole thing. He's like, do you want to know what happened? I'm like, no, I don't want to know what happened. I don't even want to watch it now because you've already seen it. I feel like it almost spoils it for me. He works like 7 jobs. Look, he went to work this morning. He left at 6:30 in the morning. Then he went to 98 Rock, the station to do the afternoon.
Right.
Then he drove from there to the casino, to do this appearance. I mean, what am I supposed to do? Not just sit there and wait in a dark room for him to come home? No, I want to watch good TV.
Yes.
So I started a season. I started Downton Abbey, which I knew he would hate, and he did. So I started watching that. And then once I'm finished, I'm like, okay, well, I want to watch something good. So I started watching Succession, and he just didn't catch up. He's watched a bunch of crap shows when I fall asleep that he could easily catch up.
Why won't he catch up on Succession?
I don't know. Because he's lazy. I don't know. He doesn't think about it. I don't know.
Have you gone on Succession yet?
No, I have not watched that yet. Based on what you guys have said, I'm excited about watch it. And I've seen all of Downton Abbey, by the way, as you know. Have you seen this new Paul Rudd show?
I saw that it's on Netflix. Yeah. I did not watch it.
I don't know. It's not. I know it's about depression, right? Like living with depression is the message, the underlying message. So I don't.
Sounds hilarious.
No.
No, it is. That's.
It's, well.
No, no. He said that's what it is. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
I only know that because in an interview, he talked about how it's sort of about living with two sides of you and during depression. And I was like, ugh.
Yeah, I mean, that's very misleading. I don't think that that's a good way to sell this show. I don't feel that that's really the overriding theme. I get why he says that, but it's a comedy. It's science fiction. It's he clones himself.
Yeah.
If you hadn't heard him say that prior to watching it, you would not think of it that way. It's funny. And speaking of the Patriots, there's a funny cameo in it that you should.
Nice.
That's worth watching.
No, no, I'll watch it. I'm not like jumping to watch it.
The reason I mention it is because Joe will be so stressed out watching it. You can watch that one by yourself.
Oh, yeah. No, that's a good idea. But speaking of Netflix, did you watch the Eddie Murphy, what is it called?
Comedians in Cars?
No.
Dolomite?
I Am Dolomite.
I didn't watch it. It looks good.
Oh, I would have never watched it if Joe didn't say, we are watching it.
Right.
So I give him all the credit. I loved it. Every second of it, I loved it. It was so entertaining. The costumes, the music. I mean, everything about it was a 10 out of 10. I loved it. And it's a true story.
Did you know anything about Dolomite before you watched that show?
I never heard of Dolomite before in my life.
Is it time for a Dolomite murder mystery?
Yes.
Dola White.
Oh, my God.
Starring Eric Woodworth.
Oh,
look, I said this a while back. We were talking about it. I think that we're entering the, I guess it will be the third act of Eddie Murphy's career.
Oh, my God. I thought you were going to say the third act of your life.
Well,
like,
no.
I thought you were like talking about how your life is ending.
No, I think we're getting, we had the stand-up, the SNL, and then Beverly Hills Cop and all that. And then we got into the Dr. Doolittle stuff.
The shitty movies.
Yeah, where he had some hits and misses.
Yeah.
And now he's about to have this resurgence, I think.
He was fantastic. And look, I didn't grow up with Eddie Murphy,
right.
I think, the way that you guys did. I mean, he was Dr. Doolittle to me, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Which is lame.
Yes.
But he's awesome. I mean, he's a great actor.
No, the man is as talented as anybody we've seen, don't you think, Robbie? Just from a sheer talent standpoint? Jim Carrey,
yes,
him?
100% he is. But, you know, the problem with him is he's had such success. Now he's inside his own head too much.
Right.
And, like, you've seen him in interviews lately, and he barely says two words. He's, like, too cool for the room. And that's fucking annoying to me.
Yeah. I mean, look, I can't read into that because I just enjoy what they do. You know what I mean?
Like,
look, these people who are super talented, they're not always going to be likable people because they probably are in some way, shape, or form, have some type of something mental going on. But he's somebody that I had no idea was as good as he was until I watched that show.
Who's the most talented person that also comes across well in interviews? And
that's likable?
Yeah, like Tom Hanks.
Oh, Bradley Cooper. I think he's super likable. I don't know. Maybe he's just so hot. I don't know. That could be it.
You don't think Tom Hanks comes across
as
likable?
Tom Hanks is so likable. God.
I just want to get in there and look at you.
Yeah, that's right.
Like, whenever you hear Harrison Ford in an interview, he doesn't seem that interesting.
No, he has, like, resting bitch face.
Right.
Like, for a guy. So, you know what I mean? He doesn't seem, like, super charming. But, no, Tom Hanks is a really good one. Who else? What about girls? I think Jennifer Garner is really likable.
Alec Baldwin.
I think he kind of comes across like a dick.
He's got a little douchiness.
Remember
when
he? Well, I remember that video or recording of him screaming at his daughter, the voicemail where he calls her a pig and stuff. So ever since then, I never really thought he was that charming.
What about Meryl Streep?
Yeah, but she's just so good that she just looks too good for me. I'm trying to think of people that I could just have a conversation with, like Bill Murray.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like I would just hang out with him. Or people that remind me of like my dad or something. I don't know.
Who reminds you of Frank? Bill Murray does?
Hello?
No, you know, people say Tom Hanks reminds them of my dad. He like has a Tom Hanks vibe.
If we had to remake a Tom Hanks movie with Frank as Tom Hanks, which would be the best role for him?
Oh my God.
Catch Me If You Can.
I don't know. He's not that active. Probably Castaway. He just doesn't go anywhere. Yeah. I think that would be my dad.
All right. What about the new Mr. Rogers? Could that be Frank?
Oh, I'm so excited to see that. I saw the documentary and just weeped like a baby through the whole thing. So.
Yeah, it looks. I got a little teary eyed during the trailer.
And he's just a great actor, too. Like, he's.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's obvious that it's Tom Hanks. That's the only thing that gets me is
right.
That like he's got the one of the most well-known faces. So when he's playing somebody that was somebody else in real life, you know what I mean? They're not like somebody that is like a fake person. It's just kind of weird.
Let's take a break. Look, I mentioned earlier mybookie.ag. Joe and I didn't have the best of luck last week. But we're idiots, and you guys are smart. So you should hop on there. Promo code Robbie, R-O-B-B-Y. And they will double your first deposit. Double it, which we needed because we immediately picked a horrible team. MyBookie.ag, B-O-O-K-I-E. Parlays, straight-up bets, money line, point spread. And this is the most legit, best betting site there is. You don't need to go to a casino. You don't need to drive down to Maryland Live or MGM outside D.C. or in Baltimore on the horseshoe and get murdered driving through Baltimore. Right in your living room, mybookie.ag. Were you laughing at my Baltimore shot there?
Rob? Yeah, you mentioned murder in the middle of the spot. That's funny.
Hey, we want our spots to stand out. And this is not... Look, I'm not Mike O'Mara on the Mike O'Mara Show. He's a brilliant spot reader. That's not my forte.
Guys, we love murder. All we do is talk about murder mysteries.
We do.
Murder, so... It's our brand.
And again, that's MYBOOKIE.AG. Promo code Robbie, R-O-B-B-Y. Yeah, no, I'm constantly thinking of new murder mystery ideas.
You are?
Yeah.
I mean, whenever something's really funny, I immediately think, could this be a murder mystery? You know what I mean?
Yes.
And there's that movie, that murder mystery movie that Jennifer Aniston and Adam Sandler
yes.
do, and they like have another one coming out because everyone loved it so much.
And they have that Knives Out, I think it's called. Coming this Thanksgiving.
Oh, it's like kind of a Clue sort
exactly.
of a thing?
Exactly. It's
yes.
got like 96% on Rotten Tomatoes. Like everyone's in it.
Yeah, I'm into it.
It's got
it.
This super amazing cast. Yeah, so maybe that'll help. I mean, it's got Jamie Lee Curtis, Toni Collette.
Yeah.
Chris Evans, Daniel Craig, Michael Shannon, Christopher Plummer. Anyway, it's... I love Toni Collette.
Daniel Craig has resting bitch face, too.
You're not a fan of his James Bond?
I don't mind him as James Bond. I'm not a James Bond person. I actually like that. What's that guy? Pierce Brosnan or something?
Brosnan, yeah.
Yeah, he was a pretty hot James Bond.
You think he's the hottest of all the James Bonds?
Just as strictly looks, I think so.
You mean Sean Connery back in the day was pretty hot?
I only see him as super old Sean Connery.
Roger Moore?
No.
You don't know what he looked like?
I know what he looks like. No, it's not my... No, I like the... Although Idris Elba, isn't he going to be the next Bond or something?
I don't think that he is, but I heard that that's a possibility.
Well...
That's been a rumor for a long time now.
He's pretty attractive.
Didn't I hear the Loki was going to be Bond? Wasn't that another rumor?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's... What's Tom Hiddleston, right?
Yes.
He is hot.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't get that vibe.
You don't get that vibe. Now, Robert Pattinson's going to be the new Batman. And you and Joe saw that Lighthouse movie
yes,
thing.
Yes. We saw that it had like a 96% on Rotten Tomatoes. So we're like, okay, it must be awesome. Let's go. And I was frightened most of the time, which is weird because it's not like a frightening movie.
Right.
So
why were you frightened?
It's just really haunting.
Right.
The picture is haunting. The so it's Willem Dafoe who
yes.
is incredible. He's an incredible actor.
And
Robert Pattinson,
no doubt.
Who I never really got the big deal about Robert Pattinson because I'd only ever seen him in Twilight. So I saw him in this, and him and Willem Dafoe are amazing actors. Like the whole everything they did. It was really impressive, but I didn't get it. I didn't understand the story. I didn't understand anything about it.
It was an acting class.
Yeah, they spoke like this language that I didn't understand. It was like old sea talk. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
It's like the guys that you see with the, you know, the birds and the yellow coats and the
yeah.
pipes and stuff. That's who Willem Dafoe was in the movie. I didn't get it. I'm not smart enough for it. Joe's not smart enough. We had to Google it on the way out. We were like, what happened? But at least I got out of it that I'm pumped for Robert Pattinson to be Batman.
He convinced you because of this movie.
Yeah, he's just really, he's a good actor, so I can tell he can probably do anything. But he's also sort of this like very buttoned up, reserved type look, which
right.
I think is a very
good for
very Bruce.
Wayne. Yeah.
But
has
he's sexy
has he
too.
Gotten buff? Is he filled out a little bit? Is he getting?
Yeah, I mean, he looks like a man now.
Okay,
he looked like a teenager before,
which was he was supposed to be a teenager.
No,
well, a
yeah.
teenage vampire.
No, he's I dig it. I mean, I think it's going to be good.
Tawanda was watching Twilight the other day. It was the last one, and she made me watch some big battle at the end.
I never saw after the first one.
Well, I know how it ends.
What team are you on?
It's the werewolf is the one guy,
yeah.
and then I'm on the werewolf. I
okay.
prefer werewolves.
I prefer the vampire.
Okay.
I like them like the clean cut. I don't like the rough around the edges.
All right. What is a vampire? What's your favorite mythical creature?
Oh man, probably what do you mean? Like to bang or just in general? Because there's two.
definitely to bang.
I mean, I would say a dragon is pretty cool.
But you're not going to bang a dragon.
But I can't bang a dragon.
Okay.
So you know what I'm saying?
That seems problematic. Cool. Yes.
I don't know. What are those things from like the Lord of the Rings? The Orlando Bloom guys? Those are pretty hot.
You want to be a hobbit?
No. The Orlando Bloom guy, not the Bilbo Baggins. Yeah, the elves are cool. Yeah, that's okay. That doesn't sound very hot, though.
No. Well, all right.
Well, mermaids are a guy thing, right?
Yes.
That's
mermaids.
Probably the hottest mythical creature.
Yeah. Is an angel a mythical creature?
You want to bang an angel?
I don't know.
It's kind of fucked up. I guess an angel's a
mythical. What about a minotaur, Katie?
A minotaur.
So they have a big bodybuilder's man's body and a bull's head.
I don't like that. Whatever that painting was of Joe and I.
Yes.
Remember Eric's wife did that awesome painting?
Yeah.
I don't like whatever
centaurs.
That is. Centaurs.
Yeah, You don't want that?
No.
So a shapeshifter? Like, I'm just thinking of True Blood.
I know.
Blood.
I'm going to Google mythical creatures.
Yes.
Mythical.
Well, you have vampires. You creatures. Have werewolves.
Vampires aren't hot because.
Witches.
Fairies. Fairies
are. Leprechaun.
Yeah.
Leprechaun.
Unicorns.
Okay, you don't want to bang an animal.
Oh, I don't know. Are we Yeti?
Maybe you do.
How about a Yeti?
What the hell? I don't even know what that is.
One of those big giant, like, aren't they like snow people?
Like a Bigfoot kind of thing?
Yeah, it's the abominable snowman.
How about a gnome? Or a troll. I've actually banged a troll, so.
Ah, yeah, you don't want to do that again.
A ghoul.
Well, a vampire seems like they're always getting women in all these movies and TV shows.
Yeah, but aren't you scared they're going to suck your blood?
It's probably part of the attraction, right? Well, sucking your blood doesn't make, that doesn't make you a vampire.
There's been a lot of vampire movies.
But even if they bite your neck, they can heal you just by sucking on it, right?
No.
They take the pain away.
What?
Their own blood can heal you. In True Blood it can, yeah.
Oh, in True Blood.
Yeah.
Okay.
If they bite you, you don't turn into a vampire. They have to kill you.
So.
And then you bury you, and then you come back.
What is the best? What's your favorite vampire movie?
I don't. I love True Blood season one. That's my favorite vampire anything. And then after that, it got progressively worse, and I didn't even finish it.
They just ran
out of ideas. I just had Sookie come up with a new thing to
Sookie
kill you.
Sookie was hot, though.
No, she was super hot.
She's in that new show, right? The Affair or something? That's not a new show, but
I think you're right, yeah.
Willem Dafoe played a vampire one time.
In what?
He played the Nosferatu type of vampire.
Oh.
Google it.
I'm looking at Nosferatu right now.
I don't know what vampire movies I've seen. Well, Fright Night,
Nosferatu is a vampire movie.
Okay, I didn't see that.
Interview with a Vampire.
I didn't see that.
Really? Interview with a Vampire? Okay. Dracula.
I mean, maybe as a kid.
Twilight,
or something.
Which we know you've seen.
So parts of it, yes.
Thirst.
Nope.
Daybreakers.
But Thirst is my favorite, one of my favorite Dwight Schrute quotes. When they're going to watch Glee, and he goes, Glee, what a stupid emotion to have a TV show about feeling. Now, Thirst, that's a show I'd watch.
I remember that one. But you've seen The Lost Boys.
Oh, yes. I mean, at the time, I loved it.
And Buffy. Buffy was hot.
Yeah, I don't think I really watched that, though.
Oh, that was
I saw Fright Night, the first Fright Night movie.
I've never seen Fright Night.
No, probably not missing anything.
This is a very spooky Halloween themed show.
Well, it is a Halloween theme. Are you? We have a murder mystery on Halloween night at DC Improv.
I know. I'm starting to get really upset when people ask me what we're going to be for Halloween because we can never be anything for Halloween.
That's true. Your character in this doesn't really allow you to be anything.
I just wish
Tommy's does, but that's
Tommy lives Halloween every day.
<That's> true.
Wear whatever he wants every day and for Halloween.
Can we talk about how Tommy ate a dog treat on stage?
It smelled like a dog treat, and it was going to make me throw up. So the fact that he was chewing it, I don't know how he kept it down.
I didn't know the backstory on that.
So I'm not a good person to ask either, because all I know is there was a plastic bag with dog treats in it on the table in the front row. And I think the woman was emptying her purse to get a pen out.
Right.
And she put the dog treats on the table.
Okay.
And so I guess somebody noticed them and mentioned, like, why the fuck are there dog treats?
So no one was dressed like a dog for Halloween. And no one had, like, a service dog with
them.
Okay.
It just happened to be on the table. And then, obviously, we just take things to the next level.
Yes.
And there's just dog treat everywhere. He almost threw up.
He spit it up onto the table.
Yes.
And then we had to clean it up in the middle of the show.
Yes. It was disgusting. And it smelled gross.
And Tommy is one that will usually swallow what he starts eating.
No, when I saw him struggling, I knew, yeah, like, this must taste really bad.
Yes.
He goes, it's not even one of the good flavors.
Yeah.
Like, what are you,
yeah,
talking,
this wasn't,
about?
His first rodeo,
yeah,
with a dog food.
Oh, no. I do love Halloween. I think it's one of the coolest holidays. I love doing the murder mystery. I just feel like sometimes we miss out on some of the fun Halloween festivities.
We do.
What would you be this year for Halloween,
God,
if you could dress up?
I'm never good at finding anything to be.
So I told Joe if we went as like a couple's costume, I wanted him to wear a Sam Darnold jersey,
he,
and I was
going
to be a ghost.
Sam Darnold is a quarterback for the Jets, and the aforementioned game where we bet on him, and he had the worst game anyone's had maybe ever at quarterback. Against the Patriots, he threw like 4 or 5 interceptions. And he was mic'd up during the game just for NFL Network or .com to air later. And he was quoted as saying, I'm seeing ghosts out there, meaning like he's seeing, he doesn't know who he's throwing at.
Right.
People are coming out of nowhere.
He said he's seeing ghosts, and everyone made fun of him.
So then the idea was that you would dress up like a ghost, and then Joe would, I guess you'd have to buy a Sam Darnold jersey.
Ugh.
That sounds like an expensive costume.
Well,
because
mine,
you're never
is a
gonna
sheet, right? With,
yeah, but what's he gonna do with a Sam Darnold jersey?
I know.
It's a one-time thing.
It's not worth it. It's just not worth it to own a Sam Darnold jersey.
Well, I said, Joe, that's a great costume if you're in a nice party in New York City.
Right. And you also have to find people who know sports. So, like, every girl's gonna be like, I don't get it.
Right.
But I get it because I'm forced to watch sports all the time.
There you go.
But I do like sports, so it's fine.
Let's take a break. We'll be right back to Rob and Katie show. Our Patreon, folks. Let's pump this baby up. Patreon.com/Rob and Joe Show. We delve deep. We tell some inside stories, some things that we don't really want out there, but are entertaining, clearly, about our lives. We share. It's a trust tree.
It definitely is a trust tree. We have been let down on one occasion, but for the most part, people really do respect the Patreon.
Yes.
And I will say this. What is it? $5?
Yeah, you can get as little as $5. You pay a little more, you get some free things. Like we had, I believe, Sharon Bailey got tickets to a murder,
yeah,
mystery for being an excellent patron.
Yeah, sure. And that costs way more than what the Patreon costs, right? So,
yes.
But the thing is that if you even are on the fence or considering it, give it a shot. See,
yes,
see if we're telling the truth about there being things that you can't. Because I think if you sign up, you can go back and listen to all the episodes.
You,
right,
get them all.
You can kind of timeline it. Some of the stuff's out now that, you know, like me interviewing for the sports position on 98,
yeah,
Rock.
Yeah, that happened.
And how, yeah, yeah, that didn't work out. But there's a lot of things that we really pull the curtain back on, and it's real. Things that we definitely can't share. And again, I can't reiterate how much we have to trust our listenership to keep that stuff under wraps.
Tequila.
So I am doing this dry bar comedy taping in Provo, Utah.
I feel like we haven't talked about this enough.
Yeah, well,
it's kind of a big deal.
It is a cool deal.
Are you trying to be like low key, like not freaking out about it, or?
Well, I am a little. Well, I'm not freaking out about it that it's that big of a deal that it's you know some career breaking thing, but I am a little freaking out that I have to tell jokes in a way that I don't tell them, because I have to be like super clean.
Oh, it's clean.
Yeah. So, you know.
So you're going to be making sure you have to like reel it in a little, right?
I have to reel it in a lot. Now, I've done this before. It's not, if it was just no cursing, that would be no problem.
Yeah.
But it's the subject matter. And, you know, there's like.
Where is the line? Do they tell you? Like they give you things you can and cannot talk about, or you just assume that?
Well, they do, but there's no line in the sense that if I say it, like, you know, I'm getting trouble. It's just when they air these specials, there's this site, VidAngel, that you can watch movies or TV shows,
mm-hmm,
with, and they have filters on there, so you can say, I want to watch Game of Thrones, but I want all the murder and the rape and the incest filtered
out. What the fuck?
That's an extreme example, but like they can literally say, oh, well, you talk about sex
so
here.
So it's for kids and...
It's just
like
wholesome.
Parents who might want to be able to watch what everybody else is watching without...
Yes.
All the things. And especially like Christians are really into that. And,
right.
Okay.
I mean, it's a Mormon-run company.
Yeah, okay.
It's in Utah. And, but if the more things I talk about that are, you know, quote unquote risque,
yeah.
That's an extra filter that's attached to my special. And then if people want to filter that out, that's less views,
gotcha.
Less clicks,
like
less
buzzwords,
yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So really you could say whatever you wanted. You're just trying to open it up to as many people as humanly possible.
Right. Like I have a joke about, and this is how I normally tell it, about how comedy's cool, but I wish I was a musician because that is a sexier gig. Like, that's a sexier quality.
Yeah.
Like a sense of humor is a good quality. It lists five things you want in a man. You'd probably say sense of humor, but you're not turned on by it. So that's the first thing I can't say, turned on. So I'm to change that. Because I would normally say you're not turned on by it, but a guy singing, a guy dancing, yada, 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 that's sexy. Women aren't at home. They're not masturbating to, oh, my God, he's so sarcastic. Clearly, I can't say that.
Yes.
I normally say, sharp wit gets my pussy wet. Clearly can't say that, right?
What?
Right? He can really tell a story. Put it in my butt. I can't say that, obviously.
Yeah, of course.
So then there's the opposite of that. I can say, you know, but a musician, that's a sexy gig. That,
yeah.
Like, no woman is fantasizing. I had a dream about a guy last night that was really sarcastic. You know what gets my juices flowing? A sharp wit. So that's...
Yeah.
That's the way to tell that.
Yeah.
But does how much of the funny is lost in that?
Well, you're also taking into consideration who is listening.
Yes.
Because to them, they're not comparing it to what the original joke was, which is obviously funnier.
Correct.
Their level of funny starts way, way, way below what our level of funny starts
right.
at. And probably most people listening to the show. So I don't even think about it. Just say the joke that we know is funny and just basically put...
Yeah.
Take it down a notch, and it's still funny to the people who are listening.
Well,
that's
what I'm. That's what I'm planning on doing. And like there's a, like I have the dirty way I tell this one joke, where I basically talk about how you're talking dirty to your woman, and she kind of calls you on it.
Yeah.
Where I would say, I'm gonna fuck the shit out of you, and she goes, oh yeah, you also said you were gonna mow the lawn today.
Oh right? Yeah, I remember this joke.
So then there's the cleaner version. I'm gonna give you the best sex of your life.
Okay.
Then there's I'm going to give you the greatest night of your life. See? So now
we've gone. But yeah, you're still alluding to the same joke.
Exactly.
It's the same joke. You're just.
Exactly.
It's just not as dolomite-y, which
right.
will make sense if you see the show.
And then I have this. This is, I don't even know if this is how funny this is. It's just, I think it's a good theory that I can turn into crowd work about how you can tell where a relationship is at by how. Not the gifts that you give each other, but how you wrap the presents.
Okay, yeah.
Because like at its, you know, apex, you're buying the Hallmark, the good paper.
Yes.
You got the ribbon, the bow, you're cutting it just right, you're folding it.
Yep.
And then one day you're like, you know what? Dollar store has good paper. She's just going to tear it up.
Yep.
And then one day you're like, you know what? A gift bag is
gift
just
bag.
Fine.
Yep.
And then you're like, do I need to even buy a new gift bag?
Right.
Your recycling gift bag. And then one day she's giving you a birthday present in a bag that says Happy Mother's Day.
Or like you just hand me an Amazon box.
Exactly.
Like I don't, yeah. Because right. I don't care how Joe wraps it at this point, but mm-hmm. you're right. In the very beginning, I wanted to make sure that he put a good amount of
effort
into
right.
it. Now nobody puts effort into it. I mean,
no.
You probably still put effort into Tawanda's gifts.
Yeah, but I'm gift bagging it.
Cause she'll check you if you don't.
Yes.
Which is really the only reason that you do
she's
it.
She's a checker. Yeah.
Yeah. I love it.
So at the end of this thing, they allow on your special, you can, people can tip you.
Yeah.
And you give your little quick, spiel.
Yeah.
And like I watched one today and the bottom, it says, you know, $1, $2, $5, $10, $20, you know, other. And, so I was just thinking of a spiel today. So this is what I have so far.
Okay. All right.
So, you know, thanks for watching my special. Now you get to tip me. And when you go out to eat, if you have really good service, you probably tip like 25%. And if it's just fine, it's good, 20%. And if it's, you know, okay, 15%. So the question is, what is 25% of your time worth? Because I think you guys are very successful, smart, rich, awesome people. You spent 30 minutes watching this. What's that worth to you? I'm guessing $1,000. So what's 25% of $1,000? Who knows? Get a calculator. And if you thought I was just okay, 20% of $1,000. If you think I wasn't good at all, then just tip me 15% of $1,000. Thank you.
Yeah, I like it.
Okay. Robbie?
Yeah, tuned solid.
Okay, solid. Good.
It's different.
No, I was listening to everything.
Nobody else is going to do anything like that. So
correct.
I like it.
Yeah.
It's also clean, which is what if the very important. Yeah, like, fuck you, pay me.
Fucking give me cash, bitches.
Oh, I love
But I'm looking
that.
Forward to it. It's a challenge, and I think it's...
It's a big deal.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, this could be exciting. This could be big things for you.
Oh, no, it'll open doors for sure, and... they have
always wanted a Mormon audience.
No, it's not. It's just
there's a lot of them. Though.
There's more people that, you know, love wholesome things than anything else.
You're right.
Breaking Bad's never the number one show on TV. It's some wholesome thing.
Correct. So, and you know, and even like teenagers who aren't allowed to listen or watch certain things, like they're looking for comedy and looking for cool things to listen to. And if that's one of them, like they're going to laugh.
They have 4.7 million followers on Facebook. So they post one video. Even if people hate it, it's 500,000 views.
How much emphasis are you going to be putting into what you're going to look like?
Well, you know, I've watched a few, you know, a lot of clips online, and there's the classic, you know, sport coat.
Right.
I mean, I guess there's an occasional guy with the full suit and tie on, but that's usually dressed up is sport coat and either nice jeans or slacks and shirt, no tie.
So will you go out and buy something?
Well, I think I'm most comfortable in jeans and a nice jeans and a button.
Okay. Sure. You're not going to go like for the...
Well, I might buy some newer stuff. But
just go for like the full, what does Chappelle wear, that like jumpsuit or something? Super trendy. Are you going to wear a hat? Are you going to wear...
No, I don't want to wear something that I'm thinking I've never worn this before.
Okay.
That's making me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah. I mean... I don't know. That would be the most stressful part of it for me, but I'm a girl.
I ordered these two Untuckit shirts. They're it's TV. You don't want to have patterns,
yeah,
so it's just a solid.
No, I like the gray.
Yeah.
I like the gray. So, the blue is good, but it's like, it's not a nighttime shirt.
Yeah, the black gray is the charcoal. That's probably what I'm leaning towards.
I like it.
But yeah, they say show up with, because you get there. It's two shows Friday night, November 8th, but that morning I go over there and, well, I fly in the day before, but you bring three outfits and then they pick the one or we help decide and then you shoot some stuff beforehand. So.
And you have to wear the same thing for two shows, right?
Exactly.
Because they'll cut it up.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, so you get two chances too, right?
Yeah.
So if you kind of mess up one part of one, just don't mess up the same part of the joke twice.
And from watching the specials, there is places in there where you can talk to the crowd, and I'm hoping to just organically have some crowd work moment that, because people tend to like that in the audience and viewing.
Is there a lot of people?
It feels like this not a huge place. It's, you know, maybe a couple hundred, but it'll be packed. And they like you were saying, it's an audience that's there. They know what they're expecting.
Right, right.
So they're happy to.
Well, that's why comedy clubs are fun, because like when we do a murder mystery at a comedy club, everybody's there with the intention of laughing. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like if you go to a restaurant and you're just doing a murder mystery there, everybody's like, what the hell is this? Like, I don't even, just hit me out of nowhere.
It is different.
And then eventually they'll come around to it. But in the beginning, if you don't know what to expect and we come out and start.
When we did the Gainesville room, which is just like a restaurant nightclub, they were definitely in the beginning like, I'm not sure what's happening.
Right, right. Yeah, so if we're booked at a comedy club, and if you're doing comedy at the Dry Bar, is like a well-known place, isn't it?
It's a place. I mean, they have a following.
They don't serve alcohol there, I assume.
No,
that's why it's called the Dry Bar.
We do not serve alcohol.
So
that's another thing. Is
I
have a couple.
Alcohol?
I have a couple references to alcohol, but I think I can still say them. It's they're not like they're going to be. Oh my God, I can't believe you said that.
Yeah,
it's not like that.
But don't you like to take a shot before the show or something?
No, I wouldn't do that anyway.
Oh.
Yeah.
I need to like loosen up before.
Well, you're just new to this performance.
That's true.
Well, you're doing a great job, Katie.
Oh, thanks.
You were great last night.
Thank you so much.
And you'll be great this Thursday night at the DC Improv.
Oh, yeah, DC Improv. Is it sold out?
It's close. They just, well, you know what's funny? Earlier today, 8 hours ago, less than 50. 31 minutes ago, now only 25 left.
25.
So I'm going to go ahead and say it's a guaranteed sell.
I think
at this
it'll
point.
Sell out.
Yeah.
And I think people are going to be dressed up. We should do a costume contest there.
Absolutely. We did it last year. And I think that's the highlight. That's, you know, this show has more energy and excitement to it because everyone will be dressed up. It's Halloween night.
Oh, I remember last year it was a zombie Blockbuster girl, wasn't it?
Yeah, there was the...
That was an awesome costume, yeah.
Yeah, I think
she won. And then there was the little Asian girl that dressed like Guy Fieri.
Oh, my God,
and I gave her, like,
yes.
a little Twix bar or something, and she did, like, oh, that's very good. I like the... Yes, she was awesome.
Oh, that's so great. I love seeing people's... I'm okay with the offensive costumes, right? The people that are trying to offend people.
Yeah.
But honestly, those type of costumes, the one that you just, like, would never think of it yourself, like a Blockbuster zombie.
Yeah.
Those are the one. We have a girl we grew up with, and... She has two sons and her husband. She dressed up as the Scopes girl. He dressed up as that Ocean City lifeguard guy. And then the one son was the old time photo thing. And then son was a baby. He was in a Thrasher's French fries cup. I mean, it was so creative. Like, never would have thought of it myself, but they won this big costume contest. So.
Well, the guy that you know that came to our show at Magoobie's on Sunday, dressed up. He had a suit on.
Yes.
And then he had a sign hanging over around his neck that said, I'm sorry.
Can I tell you what I thought he was?
Okay, go ahead. Do you know what he was, Robbie? Think about it first.
I don't remember now.
Okay.
All it was a suit with a sign around his neck that said, I'm sorry.
Feel free to guess at home.
I thought he was the Me Too movement. Hey, I swear to God. I swear. I was like, are you like...
Did you say that to him?
Yeah, I was like, are you like the Me Too movement? And he was like, what? No. He was in a formal apology. Because he was like formally dressed up and as an apology. And I thought he was the Me Too movement, which I also thought was going to be funny. But he seemed shocked.
That's a good costume. Because you could just go to some like office party.
Yeah.
Where like guys are in suits and they forgot to dress up, and you could say, hey, highest bidder gets this,
right?
And now you have a costume.
Yes. Oh,
pretty clever.
I thought it would have been a good one. And then his son was a chick magnet and had like high heels stuck to him and everything.
Oh, so he was more in the Me Too.
Yes. Exactly.
Well, as we leave you tonight, why don't we give you the floor, Katie? Because I mean, is there anything that you want to get off your chest about Joe and your first, you know, 4 months of marriage here that you're afraid to say to him or uncomfortable?
Man, I should have prepared. No, I mean...
Because Robbie and I have a lot of things.
I know. No, Joe, you know, Joe's a very busy guy, but he always makes time for me, so I should be appreciative.
You said you should be appreciative. Are you implying that you haven't been?
No, I think that, I don't know. We're just like, everyone always asks like, how's married life? And is it supposed to be better?
Yeah, I mean, you're asking, I've never been married.
Nothing's wrong. It's just like, it's exactly the same as it was before we got married. So I don't know. I mean, I'm assuming everything's fine. I'm not really good at a good judge because I've never been married.
Well, I said this before you got married, that your whole relationship, you've had this carrot in front of you where you've had moving in and then buying the house and then the engagement and then the dog and, and then the actual planning of the wedding.
Right.
And now you're just sitting there existing.
Well, I even recently, I mean, this is like not funny talk, but like even recently, like I've been very vocal about how like I'm not having children. Like I don't want children. And people don't respond well to that. A lot of times if they're not responding negatively to me saying it, they're saying like, oh, well, that's cool. Like they think it's like some like cool, like trendy thing, right? Like, oh, no kids, right? But no, we don't want to do that. I have two great stepsons and an awesome dog, and I don't want any children. I don't want
nephews.
I have my wonderful nephews, and, you know, I'm sure I have other nieces and nephews on Joe's side. So I'm not like sitting here like, oh man, I guess, you know, I want to have kids, but I can't or whatever. No, I'm really feeling like sort of like I'm on a really long vacation of like not having to worry about dating or like
right.
trying to impress somebody or I mean in still in a way is like I want to impress Joe.
But it's a
but
different,
in a different way.
It's a different it's not really a pressure, it's more of a
yeah, and one thing I will say that I didn't realize is I actually think we fight less because we don't want to go through arguing about something that we know is just going to end in we're not going to get divorced
right.
over a fight. You know what I mean? So why bother going into it and having this big blow up fight that it's just not going to end up like we're not going to break up over
right.
it.
It's just a waste of
right.
time and energy.
When there's no marriage certificate, you can just walk away. You know what I mean? It's a lot easier to have an argument then
right.
and then just be like, okay, I'm done with you. But now I'm just like, there's like a lot of paperwork involved and like money and like, it's just not worth it.
Do you have any relatives that are of, you know, female relatives, aunts or anything that have gone through life without children?
No, I have my cousin who just got married. They've been pretty open about how they don't want to have mm-hmm. kids too. So maybe it is just something that more people are doing. I actually don't have anybody in my family that hasn't had children, like multiple children. And most of my family, like their entire lives revolve around their children. So I think that's why I'm kind of met with this like, I look like I have two heads when I'm like, oh, I don't want to have kids. And people immediately are like, why? What? Your parents were so amazing to you. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what does my parents have to do with me not wanting to have kids? I just, this world is very just dark and kind of scary. And
ooh,
I'm
now already, this is the Halloween part of the show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dark
I'd already worried about my dog when I'm away from him or like my nephews and stuff. I can't imagine how I would be if I had like a child.
I have, seven aunts and uncles combined on both sides, two children.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're used to that, right? It's
yeah.
And by the way, like this is probably not going to come across very like eloquently when I say this, but you know, there's going to be times in my life where I look back and I'm like, man, I wonder what it'd been like to have kids or what it'd be like to, you know, get pregnant or whatever. Because I'm a girl, I think it's probably just built into my DNA and I'm sure I'll have those times. But I also can guarantee you that most people with kids, at some point, the parent is thinking back and being like, man, I wonder what it would be like to do whatever the fuck I want right now.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like,
I didn't travel here. I didn't do this. Look, it's, you know, we're all going to go through life with
yeah,
regrets.
Totally. And I don't know if it's going to be one of those like horrible regrets mm-hmm. or it'll just be like a wonder of what would have happened. But I'm sure I'll be a grandparent very early in my age with my, you know, two stepsons being older.
That's true.
So,
you think that's going to happen anytime soon?
I mean, I'll be a grandparent in the next 5 to 10 years.
What do you think about that, Robbie?
I'm excited.
Yeah.
You do agree with
You'll
that?
You'll be a great uncle, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I think the oldest especially, I mean, Robbie probably feels the same way. Once he meets a girl, I think that's probably going to be it.
He's going to lock her down and start a family.
I think it's going to be, they'll have the same like values and they'll want the same things and they'll just both be like, okay, this is it. And he's very religious. So he'll find somebody that's religious and they'll probably have a very similar plan.
So you're okay with being a grandmother?
That's ideal.
At age
right?
33 or something?
Actually, I think it's probably even better than being a parent because I get to spoil them. Mm-hmm. And I can take them for the weekend if I want and be like the cool grandma.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe I'll make them love me so much that when I'm old, they can take care of me because they will be so young.
Katie, what will your grandkids call you?
Oh, it has to be something cool, right?
K-ma.
Yeah, like sugar or something. No, like Gigi. I think I like Gigi.
Are you going to knit sweaters and things?
No, fuck no. I'll just buy them.
All right. You're going to bake, though, right?
Well, no, because look,
you already baked.
When
things.
Joe dies, I'll get like all this. I'll get a bunch of money, and then I'll just spend it all on my grandkids.
Nice. So you got that in about 20 years.
It's 20, like 10.
Well, the way he has 7 jobs. That can't be healthy for him.
No, he doesn't sleep, which you know.
Yes.
He just... I can't get him to take his phone out of his face.
He tweeted the other day, and I looked at the time, and the tweet was like, clearly it was nothing had just happened that would made him tweet this. He says, Justin Tucker hasn't missed a kick all year. Yawn. It's 2 a.m.
So
what are you doing tweeting about this on a Wednesday night?
Here's my complaint about Joe, and I really should have no room to talk because I am not exercising as much as I should, and I probably should eat a ton healthier.
Right.
But I was trying to be super healthy before the wedding, so I'm really just in this like horrible phase of like gaining all this weight.
And
back.
You can't start now as we're facing the holidays.
Of course. So my thing with Joe is he doesn't think about the fact that he's so much older than me and that I want him around for a really long time. And
right.
Like, I want him so badly to take it seriously because, first of all, I'm not going to deal with a heart attack. I will be so pissed off if he has a heart attack and survives. I'll just be mean to him all the time. So he better die if he's going to have a heart attack because I'm going to be pissed off if I have to deal with that. But I don't want to be like a widow that young. I already am going to be a widow.
Yeah.
God forbid something tragic happens to me. Like, I'm going to be a widow.
Yeah.
I'd rather it be prolonged as long as possible. So, like, get your phone out of your face. Get as much sleep as possible. Drink water. Stop drinking so much coffee.
Mm-hmm.
You know, go to bed at a decent time. Wake up. Go work out. Do whatever you have to do to stay alive. Because I'm not going to deal with the bullshit of him dying in 10 years.
Can he do like the CBD oil pills to help you sleep or something? Or I mean, melatonin or something?
It's not that. It's the second he rolls over, and he'll argue with me constantly when he hears this, but the second he rolls over and realizes he's somewhat awake or has to get up and go to the bathroom, he immediately thinks that that means he's fully awake.
Right.
So he sits up and he takes out his phone and he scrolls through his yeah. phone or he plays a game because, I mean, I'm just saying it's not diagnosed, but he probably has a little bit of ADHD and he needs his mind to be stimulated yep. by something. And so he immediately reaches for whatever he can, sports, games, whatever. And then he's 2 hours later, he's still doing it.
Yeah, I got some of that in me. Is there some pill we can take just over the online, some natural thing
yeah,
to get rid of?
Drink a lot of water.
I do that.
Don't drink so much alcohol and coffee.
That's hard to not do.
I know. But I don't know. I think working out on a regular basis will really, really help.
Well, I think the message here is that if you have a heart attack, Joe, you better fucking
die. He better fucking die. That's all I have to say.
Yeah. And on that note, happy Halloween. See you.
Bye.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.